Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss issues of importance to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, ZoomZoom4, and joining me today on the discussion panel, we have a boys XO, dragon lover, Lennon, and Wolf Runner. Welcome, guys, and thanks for being here. Today, we're talking about ancient Greece. And no, not in quite the way you might be expecting. We're not going to be glorifying all of that. Although, you know, I have to say, it does sound wonderful. But, you know, for years, the feeling towards it, like with society, has been like people have not been overly judgmental towards it, you know, because they were great philosophers and all that, and they invented democracy and other things. So I guess that's why they were able to get away with their pederastic society for so long. But lately, like academics have been taking another look at their culture, and this time with more of a skeptical eye towards the men in that scenario, and raising the question of whether the situation was more of an abusive environment for the boys involved than the great benefit that has been, you know, sold by them since that very time. A large part of the reason why historically a critical tone towards Greek pederasty has been, I guess you could say, missing is because it was never directly discussed. I mean, it was like the elephant in the room that scholars ignored. They would go on and on about analyzing and discussing and debating. So with countless references and descriptions to a text filled with countless references and descriptions to men having sex with boys, but they would talk about everything but that. So, like, if you were to read the writings, there'd be such an unmistakable presence of that element, you know. But so now they're not ignoring it anymore, and they're looking at it more skeptically and not shy about discussing it, because there's a lot of stuff you see out on the web now, or like videos on YouTube, you know, talking about it. So it seems like the love which dare not speak its name now cannot shut up. So for all this time, they've just been blindly accepting the ancient pederast assertions that their activities were beneficial for boys. But someone brought up an obvious point, I think, is what changed it, which is this. Literally everything we know about ancient Greek pederasty and its advantages or disadvantages is from reading what the adult male pederasts themselves wrote for us. Never do yet a varying different viewpoint. So in one document, we don't see anything written by one of their boys to give us any clues how the boys viewed the practice and felt about it, so or their part in it. So now, like, they're saying it posed more of a problem for boys than the pederasts themselves would like for us to believe, that they probably whitewashed over some of the more negative aspects of it. So I think they're talking about, like, the sexual demands of the men, you know, and the way that was probably, like, manifested in the privacy of the man's home when no one is around except him and the boy. Like, you know, does the animal come out? You know, is that because back then there was no, he couldn't call the police, you know, or anything like that. So I guess I'll start off with, I just want to get you guys' opinions on this and what do you think about it. I guess I'll start off with Dragon Lover here. What, after hearing what I just said, or in reading the materials that I put up there, what do you have in mind? Like, what is your thinking on this?
Well, when I was in school, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, all right. When I was doing a college degree a long time ago, part of my curriculum was Greek philosophy. And I did
Oh,
a
Greek
lot of reading.
philosophy. Wow.
Greek
Cool.
philosophy, Greek life, stuff like that, just ancient Greece. And from some of the stuff that I read in my textbooks, yes, I did see pederasty mentioned. But it was
Was it
very,
mentioned
very.
positively or negatively, or just like, I'm sorry, or like just, what's the word?
Neutrally.
Usually, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, you remember how it was portrayed?
In the textbooks, they took a very neutral approach to it because they don't want to be, saying that they want to take one side over another. So they were giving a very neutral kind of opinion about it. It was more or less a, hey, it existed. It happened. We have documents to support the fact that it happened. And that's that.
Right.
I've just written a textbook right there. And
Yeah.
there's 500 pages to repeat the same thing. So from the information that I read just a couple days ago from the stuff that y'all put up, I'm inclined to believe that yes, it did involve some sexual activity, but it also involved the man kind of mentoring the boy as well, being like a mentor,
Right.
sexual partner, as well as possibly kind of a houseboy type situation.
Well, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But here's what the critics are saying, today's critics, saying, well, why, if the man really loved, if these guys really loved boys so much, why don't they do all these positive things for them that benefit their lives, without expecting them to suck their cock, or something like, why did the sexual element have to be part of it, is what they're saying. And my only answer to that would be, those are non-BLs asking that question, and that's all you need to know. Because if they were BLs, they wouldn't be asking that question. Why do they have to have sex with the boys, right? But what I find so interesting is, because there's a philosophy about why that was so big of a thing in the society, that which is that the lack of females and women in the general sphere. We talked about that when we talked about Afghanistan and that kind of thing. But I would think it's still, and I think XO would back me up on this, if a guy doesn't like a boy like that way, just because women are not available, he's not going to go and be trying to get with the boy. He'd more likely be in the bathroom by himself, jerking off, looking at a girly magazine. Wouldn't that make more sense? Then, so how strange that if we're born BL, that so many BL births apparently in that time and place. Like if they had a clock thing, like, ding, another BL born, ding, another BL born, and they grow up, and 20 years later, and they've each of them got a boy in their lap. Okay, so XO, why are they just talking now negatively about it? Why do they ignore it, seem to let it pass for so long?
Why are they talking about it negatively now?
Yeah, why more of the negative talk now? And we never saw that for so long, and then it just seemed to come
Well,
out of just nowhere.
you can under if you notice the degree of discussion, if you will, about pederasty and man boy love and all that kind of stuff has become increasingly more hysterical over the last bunch of years. So
True. Yeah.
this is probably one of the reasons. Now there are
Okay.
there's a couple of points to respond to in what you said, and one of them is the way people treat each other now is about the same way that people treated each other then, but there was a bit more brutality involved. And of course, in today's society, there are going to be men who treat their wives very well, who and those who do not treat their wives very well. And I imagine the same thing happened between a man and a boy back in Greece, ancient Greece. But some of them were nice, and some of them were not. There's sufficient evidence in art and other things for Greek pederasty, so that is not really a question. It's and
It seems to be portrayed like by the art and the poetry very positively. You don't see like a poem saying, "I'm gonna go smack the boy inside his head."
Yeah,
You know,
no.
instead the poem is like, "I'm gonna go kiss him." So if they were, if there was an element of abuse, I think it a strong element of abuse, I think it would come out
And
through those venues, don't you
one
think?
thing that you said has to do with an upcoming topic and something that I've said a long time is that we need to change the narrative about all of this stuff. And when you say, or when somebody says that the boys had to suffer costs, those are exactly the kinds of phrases and terms we want to stay away from.
Oh, you're exactly right. And
Yeah.
see, it seems like they're trying to take something that we had like positively and spoil that too.
Yeah.
Like they're going to turn everything into a framing of abusive. And they can't even imagine that one of those relationships, even one probably, might have been like loving and good.
Okay, and as far as the boys saying anything, how many boys today are saying anything? So that hasn't changed. We don't hear
Exactly
from
right. Yeah.
them because generally they don't write articles and
No, they're not
newspapers.
going to express. They're not going to express that. Like in, that doesn't mean they don't feel it though. But
Right. Now
just because they don't express it the way we expect or people society expects.
there's a term called circumlocution in which you say something or define something in words that are different than the ones that you might say. For example, having sexual intercourse would be the same thing as, say, fucking, but it has different emotional context to it. So this is another one of the things that was probably has to do with all of that.
Yeah, that's a good point
Okay.
about it
And
also.
it is well substantiated that some men back at that time not only had a boy lover, but they had a real family as well. A family and a boy lover. That happened.
Wow, busy guy.
Yeah, busy guy. But what we practice today is a different brand of pederasty than they practiced then. The laws are different, the culture is different, the way we feel about treating people is different. And what you say about the benefit for the boy, that is a primary reason for all of that. Now,
What do you
lust,
mean, part of reason?
well,
Oh, the reason it's all being done is to benefit the boy.
the benefit to boy, yes, of course.
Okay, now if a boy didn't, I want to ask you, just speculating, what if a boy didn't decide he didn't like his the adult friend who he is with, and he had
Well,
buyer's remorse, and he doesn't want to do it with him.
the basis
Can the
of a
adult friend get a
man-boy
new boy?
love relationship is that either party can terminate the relationship at any time.
Is that the way the ancient Greek ones were?
Yeah.
Or was the boy like trapped in that if he didn't like it?
Well,
Huh.
I don't know that for sure, but
I don't either.
I
I didn't
imagine.
research that far.
See, one
Yeah.
of the things that happened was that a family would more or less give their son to someone, a richer person, to
Yeah, the
mentor.
family would look into it and
Right,
maybe
and so
research
in
by
that
then.
sense, he might be stuck. I
But
mean, he could
the
either
father,
run
like,
away and join the Foreign Legion, or.
approved. The father always approved. It's like the father giving his son to the guy,
But today, the benefit to the boy is the primary objective. I was going to say that
Right.
lust and love are two
I
different
think in a way
things,
it always has
but they
been,
are
like,
joined. You
many men
can't
have liked
have.
doing things for their boy, even if he's not doing things for him, they still like to help him, and it's because of the friendship level.
Well,
And back then, I wonder, like, if the boy's not putting out, do they still, does he still get all those benefits?
Well, there's something called reciprocity. It means that I do something for you, you'll do something for me. Not that it's a tit for tat idea, but that if I go out of my way to make a boy happy and pleased with everything and all that, he's likely going to do things that please me. Without
Yeah, he'll
even.
want to.
Yeah, he'll
Yeah.
want to. Yes, exactly. So, that's an element.
Okay. Well, let me move on to Lenin 72 now. Lenin, I am looking at a website that I or a web page I brought up on some bulletin board thing. Wait, what's it called? It's called the Straight Dope Message Board. Okay, the Straight Dope Message Board, and they're asking the question: was ancient Greek pederasty damaging to the participants? And here's what it says: I was just reading a discussion on another bulletin board about pedophilia, and one of the participants essentially claimed that boys in ancient Greece suffered no ill effects from pederasty, since culturally it was okay. And they knew all about it beforehand, and the family approved. Are there any accounts of pederasty in ancient Greece that aren't positive? This person asks. Well, okay, so, and then people go and answer that. And there was some
May I make
interesting.
a
Go ahead,
statement, I
what?
suppose. The trouble today with BL is not in the relationship itself, but what occurs when the relationship is discovered by the law, by society, by the people.
It's blown up, and it's,
Right. And the kid may have been totally happy, having a good time, everything was great, but when they get caught, then he goes into treatment. And of course, they do everything they can
they
to tip.
brainwash him
Right. So
to
that
believe
is
that
the
it
real,
was bad and to believe that he was a victim.
right. That is the real evil of it today.
And back then, boys were not, they didn't have that aspect of it. Like,
No, they didn't.
if someone disapproved of the relationship back then, and for whatever reason they had to break up, it wouldn't be, I mean, like the man wouldn't be looking at 5 to 10 minimum, that kind of thing, so let me ask you, Lenin 72. Did you ever give this much thought before, like the boys and their lives, what it must have been like back then, and whether it's more positive, negative than positive, or anything like that? I don't know how much of an expert you are on ancient Greece, but.
Nah, huge expert. I know some about it. I tell you what, one thing I often ask today is how come our youth, how come our boys aren't being given their opinion and how they feel about things? Because we often don't ask that. It never occurred to me why people weren't asking that in ancient Greece, and it probably should have occurred to me.
Maybe less like literacy wasn't very strong, and he couldn't just pick up a pen and paper and start writing. I doubt that they had literacy at all. The adults who wrote these things, they went to school, and the boy would learn to read and write through his association with the adult. He would go to school, and so if he screwed that up and didn't want to, perform at sexy time, he might be missing out on those that benefit. And so I think, that was a big draw, element of motivation.
Here's the thing, me. I know they often did, like I think many still do this now. They said, well, if it's not beneficial and you want to get out of the relationship, at one point you can. But I know they like you're putting up that they use them as servants. Hey, having a boy
Well, they do
around
to
the house,
me,
say that.
yeah. I
That
don't know
sounds
if they do
great,
it in
but
ancient Greece.
it would have never occurred to me to
Did
have
they
him as a
clean up after
servant.
them? And
That's not what I'm about.
no, me neither. That'd be weird.
Boy love
But
then was definitely a lot different than now,
different, yeah,
definitely.
definitely, yeah. And I don't think we'd recognize it. And so I think, like, when those of us who have always viewed it favorably, have probably look at back at it, kind of starry eyed, and but through a prism of our own way of thinking about it, in our own time and place that we live in our own experience,
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Wolf Runner? Haven't heard from you yet. Do you have any
I think it
opinions
was
about the topic?
I think it was XO that said, or it might have been Dragon, that in any relationship there's good and bad. I mean, and there's mistreatment in all,
Yeah,
like
all relationships. Yeah.
women, men mistreat women. I'm sure there were boys that were mistreated.
Maybe even the other way around. Maybe there was behind closed doors, there was a boy or two who totally ruled the show, wore the pants. Who
That
knows?
could very possibly be.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
as far as widespread mistreatment, I don't think so. I don't think a lot of boys were forced into it. I could
No, I
imagine
mean, I wouldn't
that.
think so, because they came from good families. They weren't like, coming off of a ship with, chains around their ankles kind of situation. I mean, they and the families know that a big part of it is so that the boy can have a future where he's, running the city, not cleaning it. And so they want him to have that proper route of education and all that. And,
Was it only the more well-off families who were doing this?
No, but it was only free boys who were free. Like okay, like an adult could screw around with a slave back then and do anything, but and there were like really no rules about it. But with that, because it didn't matter, the slave wasn't like really a person. But if he got into a relationship with a boy, then all kinds of a free you had to be free, like like if it was a slave, the slave couldn't go to the school. He couldn't say, okay, this is my new boyfriend and I'm going to put him through the university. Because all the rest would say, no, that's a slave, send him back home and, keep him in the shed. We don't want to see him. But if he was with a free boy, he could say, yeah, this boy, I want to, do this and that, So the slaves, they kind of kept that hidden, but a lot of them just screw around with them. They
And
seem like.
if I may, despite the common conception, children, boys are not stupid. They're smart. They're not just half human beings. They're endowed with all the same feelings, and they know that we think they're cute. And there are boys who will take
Some of it make it
advantage
more
of
obvious
the man.
than
Definitely.
others.
Absolutely.
Like, what? I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't catch the end.
I said there are boys, they're smart enough to figure out that I don't, once a boy
Knows what
comes
the
to the
man wants.
conclusion and realizes that he's attracted to men, the game is on.
Oh, that he is. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine a lot of boys were like, gay during the and one were thrilled to have like an adult, if they were like 11 or 12 or 13, thrilled to have like an adult man at their disposal to, because they wanted to learn that,
Of course,
and they
of
didn't care
course.
about
But
reading and writing and
that
arithmetic.
doesn't
They wanted
mean
to
they
learn about
won't
the bedroom
manipulate the
stuff.
man. And they
Yeah, I
do.
can imagine a lot of manipulation went on
Yeah,
back then.
of course. On both sides, probably.
Because the way that they seemed to portray it was that these men were so like hearts in their eyes and all, hearts aflutter.
Yeah,
Like he
that
often
doesn't seem
said,
likely.
intoxicated with love and or
Yeah.
lust.
Well, love and
Chasing
lust.
after the boys, just
If lust
Romeo's
is all
everywhere.
you have nothing more than a few moments of gratification.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they had more than that, obviously. And you can in the poems and in the paintings you see, that they were very in love with like every aspect of them, but they didn't deny the physical aspect either. Like we have such a hard time with that aspect of it nowadays. I mean, our culture and our society, but back then, obviously, they didn't. So
Yeah,
I'm
well, look
looking
at
at.
all the art that came out of there. Well, there's plenty of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of it is just it almost downright nearly pornographic, soft core. It looks like a drinking cup. It's a vase. You're supposed to drink wine out of it. And it's got like some kind of scene on sexual scene on the side of it. But
There is
that's
no
another
shame
thing
about
that,
it, that's for sure.
that's another thing that we're viewing through our time and place. That's why it seems odd to us, is because, in such a distant, faraway culture. But I think though that there isn't, like, I think it was XO who said that the hysteria that is so new, relatively new in our timeline, is has gotten to it. And so that's like they won't leave no stone unturned, to corrupt every ass element that of a portrayal of pederasty or boy love, and they can't let any of it be left alone to be seen as positive, possibly. And so, and then we just let it happen, what can we do? Right. But actually, no, it's not true. I mean, some of us are speaking out against that way of thinking. There's actually one comment here I want to read to you, if I can find it. It's where someone real, 'cause all these people are going on over, these commenters are going on over and over, about bashing it basically. And someone comes in and writes a very well said and articulate defense of it all, and kind of just puts them all in their place, it seemed like, to me. Let me see if I can just find it there. Yeah, because they were calling them molesters and abusers, and then other people were saying, well, these were the men who did great things, and then not only that, but the boys that they had, their relations with, went on and did, great things. So it must have not been so terrible the way they were treated. And let me read you real quick here.
Well,
Okay, all
the
right.
thing is though, is that anybody that calls this type of activity immoral is full of shit. This
Okay.
morality is so transient. It is a product of the culture in which you live. So morality is transitory. It'll be okay to do this year and next year or a
Exactly,
hundred
yeah.
years from now. It is not. So
Okay,
it's not
but
a
listen,
matter of
I want you to
morality.
respond to this. Respond to this. Here, listen. This is what they say. This is just someone who wrote an article. It says, however, there are many signs in Greek literature that pederasty posed a serious problems for boys, that it did not supply, that it did not simply involve pleasant physical and emotional contact with men, but also deeply traumatic experiences. Both Greek mythology and Greek philosophy give us a way to understand some of the difficulties with which boys were confronted. So the boys were confronted with difficulties. I thought they were confronted with opportunities.
Well, I think
See
they
how this
were.
writer did it? Now, see
What
how
you're talking about is stigmatization.
they turned it all negative.
It's a cultural thing that turns it negative. It's not the actual
Right.
relationship itself.
Yeah,
It's
so
the way they're treated because of that or after that
yeah, I'm going to come to my conclusion is that most of it was by and far positive and beneficial to the boys.
I would think
Even if
so.
maybe a couple of them you didn't really like having sex with a gross, hairy guy, maybe. I mean, but there's positive and negative with everything, but I'd say it was
And of course, if you had
mostly positive.
slave boys, you could take those too. Here's the thing with since we don't get to hear from the boys from that time, how can you make any kind of determination about that
Because that's what
whatsoever?
they do now. They make determinations for the boy. If the boy says, I liked it, they say, oh, he's just a child. He doesn't know what he likes. No, doesn't he doesn't he's just a
He's been
12-year-old
brainwashed. You
child.
have
You
him
expect him to know what,
confused.
he's confused. The man put it in his head. Put it in his head that he'll like it. He just needs a little more therapy to get that out of him. Yeah, but I think that they're applying today's hysterical viewpoint and mindset towards that, and just another thing that they're trying to corrupt, turn it into a turn what's a loving, beautiful thing into abusive and negative. That's what they do,
Well,
but
you
there's a
always hear
steamroller running
about
over
the
everything.
abusive cases, but you never hear or seldom hear about the ones that went well. And the fact of the matter is that the abusive cases per capita are
Okay.
extremely low, and the ones that work out really well are the ones that are in the majority. But those are the ones you
Yeah.
don't hear of. So
But from back then, they're
my
all written
estimation, and
positively.
it's pretty much the same thing now as the one was then. Some relationships don't work out, and others work out just beautifully, just the way it is.
Yeah. But what they're saying now is it was widespread and systematic abuse
I
of the
don't think
boys.
so.
No, me neither. Because if the boys was if it was that bad for him, and he was just, being brutalized behind the scenes, would his parents let that happen? I mean, I don't think.
Well, if they were being
Yeah.
subsidized by the rich person, they might. But on the other hand, if the boy is
Yeah,
really
but
treated that bad, he could run away. He could leave.
and also, yeah, he can run away. True, and also. Why can't they ever, the critics now accept that any relationship might be positive, or that the man might, want what's best for the boy? They think it's always just such a selfish thing for the man, and so that's why they're saying that with the grief thing, the boys, the benefit was far outweigh the same by the man's selfish
Well, people paint history the
desire.
way they
So,
want it to look.
yeah. All right. And but it's a shame, like I said at the beginning of this, that they so long that no one said, there would that no one said anything, and then just suddenly then there's like a whole chorus of negative attitude towards it. But okay, I guess that's about all we can say for the subject for now, at least. Anything that anybody else wants to add, go ahead, do it now or.
I think
Play
I'm
hold your
good.
peace. Okay.
I'm
All
good.
right. All right. Well, thanks guys for being here. And thanks to everyone for listening. And remember to catch new episodes of BL Talk. You can hear them on Wired PM Radio every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Slide Zone with DJ XO. And you can hear all the past episodes on demand at BL-talk.com and at the BL Library at BL-library.org. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we want to hear from you. Send us an email at contact@bl-talk.com. And we'll be back next week for another segment. And I hope you enjoyed this one. And I hope you have a great week. So see you next time. Bye everyone.
One more thing, if I may. We're looking
Okay, well.
for guest panelists. Anyone who would like to
Oh,
be
yeah,
a
well.
guest on BL Talk.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.